everybody. Well, that started a little faster than I thought. So here's what we have. We have a collection of kooky, quote-unquote, 90s Halloween kids commercials. What were we seeing on TV in the 90s around Halloween time? Let's find out. I'm watching the this is like a just commercial for a show. Halloweekend, you know. I don't need that. Let's get to the products.
You want to know the story of Splatterhouse, the new horror video game for TurboGrafx-16?
Splatterhouse video game commercial? Now there's a guy working in a tree cuttery. I know that's not what it's possibly called. Sawmill. Cutting up like a tree. You know, big ripped guy throwing a log in. It's getting cut in half.
They say he's looking for his girlfriend. They say his only weapon.
That's some creepy shit.
Tucker is a 2x4. And you say you want to play this game? Splatterhouse. Buy a TurboGrafx-16 system now and get one of 38 selected.
Boy, I hope no one took that advice. Buy a TurboGrafx-16 now. So they have, this is like a really weird game because it's like a guy in a Jason mask in Halloween, or, it's medical scrubs. And apparently he was in the sawmill making a single 2x4, which is a weapon in the game. But it's like, legend has it, he has a single 2x4, but I was like, did he make it from a tree? Why didn't he just go to fucking Home Depot and get a goddamn 2x4 already? TurboGrafx-16.
This Halloween he's coming with something they
never these kids
expected.
Are terrified by the lightning. And it's the Pillsbury Doughboy. They're making sugar cookies. Now, I always wondered when I was a kid, they would show like the, you know, it's obviously a time-lapse video of like the cookies in the oven and they rise up nice and everything. But I was always like, how did they get that camera in the oven? You know, they must have a superheating camera.
I heard him yelling in the castle.
Okay, this kid's going into a castle. There's a fat-faced Frankenstein guy who's like, fix me, but he doesn't look that worried. Also, he looks fine.
I'm going to fix you!
Oh, so there's like a toy. And you open him up and he's got like parts inside.
I'll fix you, Big Frank!
So you can crank some Monster screws and stuff.
Good. How you feel good. Now, Frank?
Oh, his heartbeat.
It's
I'm alive! So this is like a toy, Frankenstein, that I guess, you know, if you have a kid who's like looking to, I don't know, play God, spit in the eye of life and everything it means, Big Frank. Oh, here's the Smacks frog approaching a haunted house, and there's Smacks in the window, so he's just flying up. Oh no, there's a cat inside. Which I guess is the natural enemy of the frog? Puts him down a trap door into a well or something. And I guess the frog didn't get the smacks? See, I never knew. It never seemed clear to me, like, why isn't this guy able to get out of here? Oh, but if you solve the mystery on the back of the box, you can mail in for a flashlight with the frog on it. So see, there you go. That's like the marketing. It's like, oh my god, get him out of the well! Okay, here's an Igor bringing ears and a kid.
Have some bubbling boils and green slime.
Okay, he's pouring slime into something. Oh, God. Okay, this is a toy called Monster Face. And right now it looks like a skull with goo coming out of its nose cavity. I see. It's Mr. Potato Head. Except horrific, and also goo comes out of... Oh, God, there's like a crack in the side where it's like pulsing out. And now there's a 1950s mom that's terrified because they brought it in. They're like, look at our toy, and she throws salad everywhere. Perfect. There's more Monster Bash Weekend commercial here. I don't care about that. These kids' toys, you know, I was like... I wish I'd had some more of these like weird frightening toys, but they probably would have been too intense for me, honestly, as a kid, because I was a wuss.
Ring the bell.
Greetings, Earthling.
Okay, this mom is telling what is clearly aliens, because they're computer graphics in, you know, 1990s computer graphics, to go ring a doorbell at a house. to get candy, I guess. And she's giving out full-size M&Ms, full-size Snickers to what she thinks are kids in costumes who are there before fucking Halloween. Are you crazy? Like, how good would their costumes have to be for you to be like, all right, well, you kids have, like, there would have to be, there's no costume that's good enough to fool me into giving out full-size candy. And let's just stop there, full stop. Let alone before Halloween. It's guarding the treasure. Okay, now they're exploring the swamp. Oh, an Indiana Jones guy is, oh my God. There's an Indiana Jones guy and two kids in the swamp, and he says, it's guarding the treasure. And they say, what's it? A hand, a giant green hand comes out. The kids run, but it drags the guy under the swamp. And now we're seeing it's a board game with this like creature, and it spins, you know, on some kind of motor, and just a hand pops out and will grab you if you're in the wrong spot. It from the pit. And it's got one of these like 80s theme songs. It's like, it from the pit. Every fucking commercial with kids too ended with I win, you know. Guess what time it is? Here's a bunch of Disney scared people. And dancing ghosts giggle and blow. You're a ghost. Queen Master Flex was just singing this song the other day, and I didn't know why, and I was like, boy, that took me back. It seemed like it was on every kids commercial. It's time to tune in to a Disney Halloween only on. Just more. I don't know why this part is in here. Oh, you can order the Disney Channel. Call them. Order it. Oh, McDonald's. We've got chicken nuggets. We've got a princess. We've got Ronald McDonald. Ronald McDonald, who's dressed as a superhero, Ronald McDonald, even though he's kind of already in a costume, right? I assume that's not his natural form. So what's in a Happy Meal here? Ooh, this is when Chicken McNuggets had, like, weird costumes, and you could trade them out. I had that shit. One in each Happy Meal. So buy a bunch of them. Buy them until you don't have any more money. Okay. Fred Flintstone's car is broken down near a haunted house. And by broken down, I guess it's, like, the front wheel, I'm calling it, came off. The huge roller in the front that seems to be made of stone. You know how the Flintstones car would weigh like 10,000 pounds? And they're like, this is so much better than walking. And he's like, well, how am I going to get out of here, Barn? Oh, here's a ghost that looks an awful lot like Barney. Only your fruity pebbles can set my spirit free. Oh, God. I was tortured and, you know, murdered in this haunted house, and only your fruity pebbles will end my internal suffering. Pebbles? Okay, and he winks at the camera. Frighteningly fruity flavors! Frighteningly fruity. Thanks, Fred. Barney! Ooh, and he pulls it off, and there's a skeleton, and there is a freeze frame right now that is gold. I'm going to just go ahead and screen capture this, because we're going to need that for our, our album art here. Because Fred Flintstone is just making a face that's, like, crazed, and the background is all red. Like, he's just witnessed a murder. He's looking at a skeleton. He goes, you know, running off. Oh, but it was a skeleton costume under... Okay, hold on. It was a skeleton costume under the ghost. Then he runs back to his car, like, kicks the front wheel thing off, picks it up like a rickshaw, and just runs away with it. That's easier than the normal way they do it, by the way. So mad. Who dares race on my haunted highway? Okay. A giant monster burst through the road in animated, you know, and was like, who dares race on my haunted highway? And you're just like, well, no, I don't think anyone would, right? If you knew. Monster trucks, prepare yourselves. My evil eye is out to destroy you. Okay, what we're looking at is a slot car thing. And there's a tunnel you go through that looks like a monster's mouth, and he only has one eye. And then his two arms are on both sides of the track, and the eye rolls back and forth through his arms across the track. So I guess if you get caught, blazing speed won't save you from my rolling eyeball. Tycho. Take the lead on Suicide Squeeze. Bust him up on Dead Man's Curve. Oh, and there's Graves set up on the track.
Escape my evil eye and win.
See, these look like really cool in the commercial because it's like, look, go through the graves and blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, you know, you have to set up those fucking graves every time. And this is like a 2-second drive. So you can't even set them up fast enough to go through them every time. I've got my eye on you.
They're not witches.
Ooh, Wendy's kids meal. A witch? A Frankenstein monster?
Not for dogs. Or Sergeant Eyeclops. Wendy's kids.
Sergeant Eyeclops.
Not a fish named Mary.
See, these are just a bunch of like things. First, it started off very Halloween, but now it's just like Wendy's kids meal.
These are weird, but you can make them even weirder. They're weird writers.
Oh God, they're like markers, you know, that have detachable tops and bottoms, so you can like. You can change them out. You can have the head of this weird guy on that weird lady.
Play-Doh's bug, oozers, oozing with fun.
We're creepy, we're freaky, we love to be real sneaky.
Ooh, there's glow in the dark. Oh, okay. So you put it in this extruder and extrude out like a spider. And this kid's making a great face, like, bleh, and his tongue is sticking out of his mouth. And they, you know, brought the spiders and scared this other kid. It was like, look at that.
We're
now that's
growing.
Scary. You know what's the problem with Play-Doh? Is like, whoever was doing the Play-Doh commercials in the 90s was so fucking good at Play-Doh. And they had no problem mixing different colors together and then, you know, presumably separating them. But you know that didn't happen. Like, well, I can't put these colors together because they'll never separate. And then I'm screwed.
Don't forget Creepy Crushers.
We're scary.
We're don't hairy. Forget Creepy Crushers.
Bugoozers, Creepy Crushers.
Do kids still play with Play-Doh? Is that still a thing? I can't imagine this little, like, blonde jerk-off in the beret with this, like, dough. I mean, what other word is there for it? Is going to be, like, a popular thing someday, right? That's not really going to be something that happens in the future. All right. Well, that's it. We made it. We're done. We finished our show for today. So good news. We did it. We are geniuses. We are wonderful. We're having a great October, aren't we? Good Lord, when will this month end? All right. See you next time.